Welcome to Zap the Cactus, the podcast. As random as the name seems, so are the topics. Hi, my name is Jordan, and I'll be your guide through this adventure. Where are we going? No idea, but I'm sure it'll be fun. Today I wanted to talk about chopsticks. I've been trying to use them a little bit more often, especially when I have my breakfast, because I just do cook up some rice and an egg. And a little tricky for me, but I'll figure it out. Just gotta probably watch some tutorials and stuff. But the chopsticks are believed to be over 5,000 years old, originating from China. And from China, they did spread from other places such as Japan and Korea, maybe around 500 AD. Usually they were made from trees or bamboo, and they were used to retrieve food cooked from a pot or from fire. The Chinese believed that they were extensions of your fingers, and they weren't affected by temperature. Now, chopsticks are different if you go to Japan, China, and Korea. In China, for example, like I said, they were believed to be considered an extension of your fingers. So they were made from unfinished wood and had a rectangular shape with a blunt end. Whereas in Japan and possibly Korea, they were pointed at the end. Also, Chinese chopsticks were tended to be a little bit longer just because of how their food was served on a bigger table, so you had to reach further to get your food. Now, if we go over to Japan, you'll notice that there are a few different kinds of chopsticks because each have their own purpose. For example, you have have a set for cooking, you can have a set for eating, a set for picking up sweets, and even a specific set for funerals. Now, I do know in Japan that the chopsticks are for funerals. They'll make a single bowl of rice for the deceased, and they'll put the chopsticks in the bowl of rice, up and down. Now, this is only done in funerals, and I believe it's a sign of respect, kind of offering them a final meal. Now, you would not do that with your chopsticks on a regular day-to-day basis, as it's only used in funerals. Speaking of some taboos, if you will, of using chopsticks, Japan has a little bit of a list. If you just go on to Google or even Pinterest, you'll be able to find things. But one thing that you don't do is you don't pass your food with the chopsticks. You don't pick up a piece of sushi and pass it to your friend. Probably just hand the whole bowl over. Don't rub your chopsticks together. That's a sign that they're cheap chopsticks, not very good quality. It's kind of an insult too. A few more taboos are that you don't lick your chopsticks, you don't spear your food with your chopsticks. Kind of sounds barbarian when you think about it. Don't cross your chopsticks, don't point at anyone with your chopsticks, and don't play with them as well. Turns out there are actual terms in Japanese for some of the don'ts of using your chopsticks, such as sashibashi, that is stabbing or skewering your food with your chopsticks, tatebashi, sticking your chopsticks into your rice, so the up and down that you would do at a funeral, hashiwatashi, passing food between chopsticks, nigiribashi is grabbing your chopsticks in a closed fist like you would hold a weapon. That one I didn't know, it's a new one for me. Chigiribashi, cutting up food into smaller pieces by using your chopsticks like a knife and fork. Now, you can use your chopsticks to cut into food, but not like the chigiribashi where there's one chopstick in each hand. Rather, you hold the chopsticks like you normally would. And from what I've seen, you can, like for an egg, you can poke into the egg and then spread the chopsticks and kind of cut, if you will, the food that way. And then the last one is yosebashi, which is pulling a dish towards you by using your chopsticks. And there you have it, folks, just a little bit about chopsticks and what was on my mind today.
Tune in next time, because who knows what we'll talk about.